This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by MediShare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you. My name is Brandt. Producer Sherry is here too. Is there an underdog in your life? A person who inspires you because they're facing huge obstacles and the way they deal with it is inspiring to you? We'd love to hear this. Just tell us about this person, if you would, what obstacles they're facing and why they inspire you. Can be just leave a quick message. Here's the phone number to do it. It's 855-90-BRANT, 855-90-BRANT, and let us know about somebody who's an underdog who inspires you. Brace yourself for our sports theme. Sports.
Here it is.
Sports. The big game is tonight, NCAA championship. Mm-hmm. There were some blowouts on Saturday. Both the final four games were blowouts.
Okay.
They could have been made fun if we would have tweaked the rules. There was the one rule tweak where
we're not going to bounce the ball off the person's head.
Well, that was worth 25 points.
Okay,
you bounce it off an opponent's head and it goes in 25. That way, if you're down 20, you still have a shot.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody's going to run around like guarding their head. But that would be entertaining to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's my thing. That wouldn't have even helped. One blowout was 44 points, unfortunately.
Okay. All right.
Feel for Oklahoma. They had a great team. But, like, what if at the end, tell me you wouldn't watch this at the end. Mm-hmm. At the end, if it was worth 50 points, then the last 2 minutes of a game, if you could get the other bench laughing, including the coach.
Okay. So now you forfeited the whole game of basketball. You're not even paying attention to that.
Yeah, totally moving on.
You just go.
Now it's about, can I get these guys to laugh? So the coach has to sit there stone-faced because the game's on the line and all the guys. And you can do routine or whatever you want in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get them all laughing, it's 50 points.
That's something, but then it's no longer basketball.
It's big ratings is what it is.
Okay.
We would watch that. But they have to be like, you'd even have to practice like a routine, like some kind of vaudeville thing or something. In practice, like in case we're down by a lot, we gotta go to the comedy.
Maybe they'll add it next year.
That'd be awesome. Wonder if this ever happens at your workplace. They ever assign you to do something and you kind of were like, why me? There's so many other people around here that could do a good job. I mean, why? I'm ill-suited. Guess what I have to do in a couple weeks? I have to do a big mixer, a social mixer for adults. It's like 150 adults. And they're like, hey, we need you to lead a... Like, let's get the least social, most maladapted human being.
And put him in charge of social interaction of other humans who he doesn't know.
Well, yeah, let's get the guy on the autism spectrum. Let's put him up there to come up with a social mixer.
Well, it could be entertaining if nothing else.
I don't know. I think it's a final, because a lot of people don't know me
that
are going to be there. So I'm just some MC.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just going to be like, where did they get this guy? Which reminds me. Probably people listening to the radio right now thinking the same. Like, why?
What is this?
Why did you allow him on the air? Here's a good question you may be wondering about when it comes to your diet. How, given the limited amount of time and resources you have, how can you get more calories, more fat, shoehorned into your diet?
Okay.
How is that possible?
Because
you only have so much time to be eating stuff.
So you want to maximize.
Well, McDonald's is stepping up to the plate. They're launching this in Japan first. It's the Giga Mac. It's bigger than, it's double size.
Up?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
So it'll be instead of two patties, two all-beef patties, will be four.
Four all-beef patties.
So it's a Giga Mac. That way, because a lot of us are like, how do we get more fat? I don't have enough time.
And McDonald's said.
Thank you. Thank you, because this will help me reach my caloric goal for the day, and that's meeting a need. Thank you, McDonald's. There are two things that are true about you and true about me. The tricky thing is, if we only think one of them is true, it can mess us up, okay? Here are the two things, I would say. Number one, I am a sinner. You're a sinner. That means we've let God down. We've gone our own way. We've rebelled against him. We've just decided, no, I want to call the shots. We've all done this, all of us. And the second thing is, God loves us anyway. If you only believe one, maybe you just believe you're a sinner and you're going to live your life miserably thinking God is never going to be happy with me ever. You got to believe both. Or if you just believe, hey, God loves me, you could wind up living miserably because you don't realize he actually has a way that he wants you to live. And it's the most freeing way. It's the best way, but you can wind up making a lot of bad choices because you think he doesn't care about these areas of your life. So, you know, I'll just do what I want. Well, those things will lead to ruin. That's the problem. So both hand, I would say, for both of us, and that is, we're sinners. God loves us anyway. Yeah, it's official. There is literally nothing that you can do in the world that will not offend someone. That's a double negative, but what I'm saying is every single thing you do can offend somebody. And I learned this because I would think this would be the one thing that people cannot object to. A guy comes up to me on the street. He's walking by. I'm sitting on the stoop. I live in like this urban Sesame Street type setting. And a guy walks by and we got started talking about something. And he asked what I did. And I said, I do radio thing. I do a lot of work for Cure International for my job. And he's like, well, what's Cure? And I told him, we are a Christian-based thing. We run hospitals and programs, and we cure kids. We heal them who have correctable disabilities. And he was offended.
He was actually offended by
healing the kids. And he,
why?
To his credit, he said, well, you know, I don't want to make you mad, but here's why I don't like that.
Okay.
And I'm like, dude, actually, I'm the guy. If you're going to go off, mm-hmm. you pick the right guy. I can handle it. I won't take it personally. Mm-hmm. I even wrote a book about taking offense, so go mm-hmm. ahead. And he doesn't like the fact that Christians are doing it. He doesn't think we should be healing kids because they might come to Christ.
Okay.
They might start to think that Jesus is the thing, and they might become believers, and so he wishes we would stop.
Hmm.
And like, well, that's really interesting. And I said, you know what, we don't force anybody to take on our faith. That's not Christian at all to do that, but that is our motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And we do care about their little bodies. And even if they're Muslim or atheist, it doesn't matter. Hindu, it doesn't matter. We heal whether or not they want to become Christians or not, but that's just who we are. But yeah, he didn't like it. Because you know why? I mean, we started talking a little bit later on. I'm like, okay. You can guess what his background is. He was raised in a very dysfunctional religious background.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And he now hates Christians. And my thing wasn't to start a fight with him or keep fighting. It was just kind of like, well, this is interesting and learning. But yeah, there's literally nothing you can do. Healing kids. And some people can go, I don't like it. Maybe you can help with this if you have an idea. Like, how do you get off the phone in a kind but firm way? Like
mm-hmm.
the conversation needs to end. Like, we've been, you know, I want to get off the phone.
Uh-huh.
But you don't necessarily have another appointment. You just don't want to be on the phone anymore.
A lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah, I've been kicking it around. We did a little role play last week with Sherry. It didn't go so good.
because it wasn't realistic. You just kept talking and talking and talking.
Try it with Terry. How do you get off the phone with somebody who's been, you just keeps talking?
I just tell them I have to go.
Okay, can we role play?
Sure.
So, well, who is she?
Oh, she's Terry.
I know, but who's trying to get off the phone here? You or her?
She is.
Okay, you're trying to get off the phone, Terry. Okay,
yeah,
got it. All right.
But I'm a friend.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, I thought it was a really good baseball game, Terry.
Yeah, it was a good game. Well, nice talking to you. I think I'm going to have to go now and get some other
stuff. Boy, I tell you what, who can go? That guy on the Pirates. He can go.
He sure
can. You saw him run around the bases. Speaking of going. Woo! Oh, my goodness. They're really good, I think.
I'm really glad you like talking about baseball.
Thank you.
I'm really glad. I'm really glad. So I'm going to hang up the phone.
It makes me glad that I have friends.
No way.
It makes me glad that I have friends like you.
To carry on that conversation.
Uh-huh. Friends. Friends are important to me. I'm just glad to have somebody that listens to me. That means a lot.
Again, I object to this whole scenario. No one does that, do they?
It's hard to role play when we have this third person jumping in and stomping all over the thing. Jared asked a question. He's single. He says he's lonely. He's a young guy. And he said, I know the Bible says that God has picked out one person for us, but I don't know when that's going to happen. Here's what I told him. I said, I actually have some good news for you. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible doesn't say God has picked out one person for you. And that's good news for a bunch of reasons. It may sound like bad news, but that's actually good news. Number one, God isn't a computer. He's not reduced to a formula. You can't just say, if I do this, he'll do that. That's like a magic spell. That's not how God works. God is so much better. He's relational. He is a loving father. And relationships don't work like formula. So how about this? keep asking God. He knows what you need. He loves you. And he'll change either the situation or change you in a way that's best for you. I've seen that happen so many times with people. So I was telling Jared, first of all, do that. Just keep asking him. If it's something you desire, let him know. Be honest with him. The other thing is, be content with being single as best you can. And if that changes, awesome. But the contentment is really big. And let's face it, you can get married and not be content. You can be single and not be content. Just be content with what you have. He may change it. And that last thing I told him was, look, if you're feeling lonely, remember how this feels. Because so many people have to deal with that. And someday if you do get married or you're single, but you find contentment, you're able to be content where you are, you don't feel lonely. There are people who do feel that way. And it's really good to remember how that feels so that you can love them and be empathetic. Just talking to Holly on the phone. So what are you doing?
Great. I'm eating dim sum.
Sweet.
I'm actually just walking out to the little, it's so good. My in-laws are in town.
Mm-hmm.
They're from England, but they're actually originally from like Hong Kong and China.
Whoa,
so I'm
cool.
The only white person here right now.
Cool.
No, it's really cool.
That's very awesome.
That's nice. That sounds like Brant at one of my family functions.
Yeah, it does.
Exactly. I've been in that hot seat so many times, I can't even tell you.
Yeah.
And they all look at me. I feel like they look at my husband like, what does he do with the white girl? I don't know.
Well, I think with Sherry's family, it's pretty quick where they realize I'm just as cool as they are.
No, but...
And I fit right in. I fit right in seamlessly.
I could totally see that, Brant.
I think they forget I'm white within 10 seconds. Yep.
No. Well, my Uncle Ron said, Brandon fits right in. But
yep.
I don't know who Brandon is.
Brandon
so.
Does. Curious if women ever do this or did this. A good portion of my life growing up was pretending it was the last second of the NCAA championship.
Okay.
And then like out back or at the park with a hoop.
Mm-hmm.
And then going, I'd be the play-by-play guy, too. That's probably why I'm in radio now. It's like, 10 seconds left, 9, he runs left, he runs
right.
But
you're also the player?
Yeah.
Okay, you're both.
And then I put up the shot and almost would miss it every time and then start over, 10 seconds left, now 9. And then the crowd noises.
Mm-hmm. So you were the crowd, you were the play-by-play, and the player.
I'm the guy. And if it went in, I'm like...
Okay.
And I put myself on my shoulders and carry myself off.
And you're asking if women have ever done this.
Like, if you could see a pie chart of my life, a huge section of that pie chart would be, like, the time I spent reenacting last-second shots. I just wondered, do women do that?
Yeah, looking at that same pie chart, I think for women it'd be a smaller sliver of
maybe
pie.
Maybe 20% of the pie would be
a little smaller,
rehearsing.
Just a little smaller.
Smaller? 15?
Yeah. Smaller.
Smaller. Interesting. You guys are weird.
Yeah.
Could have told you this. The most successful stores... Just saw a report.
Okay.
The most successful stores are the ugliest stores.
I don't understand.
They're the ones doing the best.
Ugly stores.
Trader Joe's spends less time worrying about aesthetics than Whole Foods. They make a lot more. Per square foot, they make a lot more. Even though the prices are lower. Dollar General does really well. They don't care about aesthetics.
Okay.
Same thing with Aldi. Don't care. Discount stuff, they're killing it.
So,
it's the stores that are all like, oh, we have to have good lighting. They have no. Just pile the stuff up there. We'll find it. Don't charge us extra.
No.
You need fewer people working there. Cut the prices. We're fine.
Isn't there a middle ground here where
no,
you can
look
kind of
not? That's the thing. That's where I land on every issue. There is no middle ground. No, it really does. They said traditional grocery stores are not keeping up with the ones that are cheaper. You do it cheaper. You don't care about it. Just pile the stuff up. To me, as a guy, I like to hunt if I'm going to be shopping.
Right.
Go ahead. Lay it all out there.
And then
I'll get
you
it.
Just kind of find it.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Oh,
I will. If you are stressed about money right now, this might actually be a real blessing for you. Seriously, it's called MediShare. They sponsor our podcast. We're excited about them because... Again, you could wind up saving a lot of money and you're actually sharing healthcare expenses with other people. It's a beautiful thing. But if you want info, just go to biblicalhealthcare.com, biblicalhealthcare.com, or call 855-772-5699. It's hard to get off the phone, especially if you're not good at phone anyway. I'm not good at phone. But we've been kicking this around doing some role plays and stuff, too. And, how do you get off the phone in a nice way that's firm, but, like, you know, you got to get off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Scott here. Do you have an issue with this?
Well, I can tell you, my mom loves to talk, and my sisters will be on the phone for 3 hours with her. I'm like, how can you do that?
I don't. Yeah, exactly. And,
yeah, so I just say, hey, mom, guess what? I got to go. I love you. Bye.
Let's role play that. I'll be your mom. You be you, okay?
Oh, this is good.
All right, so we've been talking for 45 minutes. And so, you know, Scott, I just love the quilting. I just can't, once I get started, I get so excited about it. You know that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, Brent, I love you, but you know what? I got to go.
Well, so, I'm not Brent. You know, I'm your mom. I said, I'm worried about you, son.
Yeah. But you know what, Brent? You know what? Like I said, I love you, but you know, I got to go, man.
Okay, I guess I'll be praying. If you believe Jesus is who he said he was, like he wasn't lying or he wasn't a crazy guy, you believe he actually was who he said he was. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen God the Father. Like, wow, that's saying something. If you believe that, you have to put a lot of weight behind what he says. I mean, a lot. And this occurs to me, maybe it occurs to you too, if I'm trying to make a big deal out of myself, like trying to build my kingdom or my brand, or you're, you know, trying to be something significant online, or trying to be something, you know, I've got to be significant. Jesus said, if you exalt yourself, God's going to humble you. If you humble yourself, you'll be exalted. Like, so if you put yourself up on a pedestal, if you make yourself into a big deal, you're going to be humbled. I don't want that. I mean, I have to tell myself that, because it's very natural for us that we all want to be significant. But if you decide to put yourself above other people, he's going to level you down. And the humble are going to be the ones who are placed first. And he says that more than once. And that means a lot. Found a way to make friends. Kind of big deal for me, because I'm not naturally socially cool. But okay. I have found a way. I bought a shirt, and I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to buy shirts that express my passions and interests.
Okay.
Did you see my new shirt I put on Twitter?
I did not.
It's so cool. It has the mouse and the motorcycle on it. A book.
Okay.
Remember Ralph the mouse?
No.
There's a picture. Oh.
Sorry.
These are my passions.
it can open discussion because I can see the shirt and say, what's going on there?
Yeah, it's got a big mouse on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a motorcycle. And sure. It says The Mouse and the Motorcycle by Beverly Cleary. It's mm-hmm. a children's book.
Okay.
One of my faves. And I was wearing it around yesterday and people were looking at it. They didn't take the next step and say anything to me.
But you're considering them friends nonetheless
We're friends. I think we're friends. That's the first tier of friendship is
staring at someone.
You ignore
shirt.
Me. But at least you knew I was there and then you ignored me.
You're so on your way, Brant.
That's the first step.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brant and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.